Top guard to English listening ability.
College English Test Band 4. Test 1. Listen carefully to the conversations and short passages and choose the best answer to each of the questions. 1.
Are you really leaving for Hong Kong today, Bob?
I guess so. I've got my ticket, and I'm anxious to see Tina there on Sunday. Question: What can we learn from this conversation? 2.
What's the matter with you today?
I'm not sure. I think I'm coming down with a cold. Question: What is the man's problem? 3. How can I get to work without a car?
Why don't you call for a taxi?
Question: What does the woman suggest that he do? 4.
When does the express train leave? At 8:45?
No, at 9:30, I believe. Question: When does the express train leave? 5.
I gave 30 cents to the three children next door.
You mean those living in apartment 13B? Question: How much money did she give away? 6. I'm so happy to find that apples and pears are in season. Give me 2 dozen of each.
I hope that they're as good as they look.
Question: How many apples did the man buy? 7. I'd like to see that brown jacket you have in the window, please.
What size do you like?
Question: Who is the woman likely to be? 8. Don't you think John and Jim are telling the truth?
It doesn't seem likely. It would be hard to write 2 compositions so much alike unless one of them was copying from the other.
Question: What seems to be the woman's opinion? Nine. How did Arthur build his reputation in such a short time?
With hard work and a little luck.
Question: What do we learn about Arthur? Ten. We are going to have a dancing party for Rose tonight. Would you like to join us, Diana?
No, I'm afraid not, because I have an appointment with my dentist tonight.
Question: Why couldn't Diana join the dancing party? Passage 1. An oil tanker is a long, flat ship. It has very large tanks. They are like iron boxes. Men can fill the tanks with oil. A tanker can carry oil many miles across the sea. There are not many sailors on an oil tanker. Machines can do most of the work. Usually, there are no passengers. People do not like to travel on an oil tanker. Oil burns very easily, so it is dangerous. Sometimes an oil tanker catches fire at sea. Then the sailors are burnt or drowned. Sometimes a tanker hits a rock and breaks. Then oil comes out of the tanks. It does not sink to the bottom of the sea. It floats on the water like a thick black sheet. It kills fish and seabirds. The oil floats to the shore. It sticks to the sand and stones. People cannot play on the beach then. They cannot swim in the sea.
Questions 11 to 13 are based on the passage you have just heard. 11. Why are there only a few sailors on a tanker? 12. What kills fish at sea according to the passage? 13. What happens if oil comes out of the ship?
Passage 2.
These peas are not very sweet. I'll have to ask the cook to shop at another market.
Why don't we ever have corn?
I told you that it makes me sick.
Questions 14 to 16 are based on the passage you have just heard. 14. How often do they eat corn? 15. What is wrong with the peas? 16. How could the couple be described? Passage 3. 30 years ago, when I was a small child, my father arranged for me to spend 2 summer vacations at a farm in South Dakota. He thought it would be good for me, and he was right. It taught me a great deal about the importance of independence. The people who lived there were practically self-sufficient. They raised sheep for wool, wove it into fabric, and built their cabins from logs. The place was so isolated that the owner's daughter, who must have been in her early 20s, said that she had never been away from home or seen a train.
Questions 17 to 20 are based on the passage you have just heard. 17. What does the speaker say about the farm owners? 18. When did the speaker stay on the farm? 19. What had the farm owner's daughter never done? 20. According to the speaker, why was it good for him to go on this trip?
Passage 4. Listen to passage 4 and fill in the blanks.
If you are a young college student, most of your concerns about your health and happiness in life are probably focused on the present. Basically, you want to feel good physically, mentally, and emotionally now. You probably don't spend much time worrying about the distant future, such as whether you will develop heart disease or cancer. how you will take care of yourself in your retirement years, or how long you are going to live. Such thoughts may have crossed your mind once in a while. However, if you are in your 30s, 40s, 50s, or older, such health-related thoughts are likely to become increasingly important to you. Regardless of your age, you can make a number of important changes in your current lifestyle. That will help you feel better physically and mentally. Recently, researchers have found that even in late adulthood, exercise, strength training with weights, and better food can help elderly individuals significantly improve their health and add happiness to their life. We know much more about preventive health today than our parents and grandparents did in the past, which gives us the opportunity to avoid some of the health problems that have troubled them. And this new knowledge can be transmitted to our children to help them become healthier than our generation.